الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون صدق الله العظيم. الله تبارك وتعالى فضل احسان. Respected ulama ikram, brothers and sisters, it is only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ihsan and fazl upon us that we have once again gathered for the remembrance of Allah ta'ala. We keep on repeating this so that we do not become waylaid by shaitan. That shaitan gives us the idea that we have made great kamal, that we came for zikr of Allah Ta'ala. We must always consider it as an ihsan of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that He gave us the tawfiq to make His zikr. If Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala was unhappy, He was displeased, then He would not have given us the tawfiq to make His zikr. One of the signs that your namaz has been accepted, no matter what kind of namaz we made, we know our namazes, they don't even have that ikhlas, that ruh, that soul in it. Our zikrs do not have that kind of ruh and soul in it. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, out of His mercy and kindness, looking at our weakness, He accepts great amount of these ibadat, although we don't really have the soul in it. And one of the signs that has been given is that when you get the tawfiq to make the other namaz, it's a sign that the first one has been accepted. If you get the tawfiq to make zikr again, take the name of Allah Ta'ala again, then it's an indication that inshallah the first one is accepted. Not because it was done with great sincerity and purity and great concentration and devotion, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, out of His mercy and kindness, due to the acceptance of the namaz of one sincere pious person, or once the zikr of some sincere pious person, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepts everybody's. Even in regarding Hajj, there are hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that because of the maqbool Hajj of a few people, the Hajj of all those others also which was fit to be rejected got accepted. So that is the barakat of congregation. That is the barakat of congregation. This namaz that we make with jamaat, that is the barakat of it. That in that congregation, there's always somebody whose heart has been purified, whose heart Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept for His tajalli. There is the noor of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's arsh that's coming down there. This person has got a special connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So because of his sincerity, because of his du'as, because of his ikhlas, because of his tears, Allah Ta'ala accepts our namazes too, and our zikr too, and our tilawat too. Now, although ours may be very weak, but because of that barakat, we also get accepted. It's like a pocket of potatoes, or a box of tomatoes, or in America say tomatoes, whatever they call it. But the thing is that So whether it's tomatoes or tomatoes, but in that box, if there are a few rotten ones, then when you buy a box, a closed box, then you don't say there were two rotten ones inside there. So I'm going to take it out and send it back. You accept the whole box. You accept the whole bag of potatoes. In the same way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also, out of His fazal, no matter how rotten we may be, but Allah Ta'ala, out of His kindness, He accepts all our ibadat because of the barakat of some good ones amongst us. So it is the fazl of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it is the ihsan of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that He gives us the tawfiq of making zikr. So Allah Ta'ala says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. You remember me, I will remember you. Now this remembrance is, فَذْكُرُونِي بِالْإِطْعَاءِ. You remember me with obedience. Azkurkum bil inaya, I will remember you with my bounties. Because we have repeated so many times that zikr of Allah Ta'ala is not just sitting here and making subhanallah, alhamdulillah. That is also zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Allah, Allah, la ilaha illallah, it is also zikr of Allah Ta'ala. But our life must become the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Every aspect of our life, we must ask, is my Allah Ta'ala pleased with this or not? One alim phoned this morning, he had received a letter from some person, in which that person had stated that I'm trying to make zikr, tilawat, ibadat, I stay away from sins also. Some sister had written to him that I'm trying to stay away from sins too and doing the ibadat and zikr and tilawat, but I just can't seem to be getting that connection with Allah Ta'ala. That kayfiyat is not coming, that closeness. So now what is the sign that I am getting closeness of Allah Ta'ala? So he said, what reply do I give to her? Because she wants to know, how do I get to know that I am getting the closeness of Allah Ta'ala? I said, the very fact that the person is abstaining from haram, the person is staying away from sins, the person is staying away from the prohibited things out of the fear of Allah Ta'ala's azab or out of his muhabbat, the very fact that the person is making namaz, keeping fast, making zikr, tilawat, ibadat, engaging in those activities which are pleasing to Allah Ta'ala, that is the sign of closeness. What other sign do you need of closeness? So give her encouragement that that is the sign that you are close to Allah Ta'ala, that you are doing those things which Allah Ta'ala has ordered, and you are staying away from those things that Allah Ta'ala has prohibited. No matter how much your heart is desiring to engage or indulge in those sinful things, but you are staying away. Why? What is it that is stopping you? The only thing that is preventing you and stopping you is that my Allah Ta'ala is displeased with it. My Allah Ta'ala has prohibited this. Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has forbidden this. So that is the sign that you are already close to Allah Ta'ala. As far as kayfiyat is concerned, that hal and that special condition, that is not in your ikhtiyar. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Sahib Tanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he said that this word ikhtiyar and ghair ikhtiyar, ikhtiyari and ghair ikhtiyari, is half of suluk. That means don't chase after that which is not in your power, which is not in your capacity to attain or achieve. It is something that is given as a bonus, as a gift. This you have already been blessed with. You have, because of your effort to do that which is pleasing to him and staying away from that which is haram, you have already been given that closeness. But now that special kayfiyat, that whenever Allah Ta'ala wills, looking at your sincerity and the degree of your ikhlas and ibadat, whenever Allah Ta'ala wills, he will suddenly give it. But you, if you are going to chase after that kayfiyat, then you will be disappointed, because then you will think that now what is the sense of doing all these things, because I can't seem to be getting that special condition. So many of them have been put off the ibadat and the zikr and tilawat and the good deeds that they were doing by nafs, by shaitan, telling them that what are you really achieving? Nothing. All that special kayfiyat that Maulana talks about and we read of in the writings of the Ahlullah and the Akabirin, and that special condition and hal that they had, we don't seem to be getting that, so what's the sense of going on and on? Whereas this person, this very amal of his is a sign, it's an indicator that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with him, therefore he is giving them the tawfiq to do that. And that kayfiyat is ghair ikhtiyari, it's not in our hands. When it will come, Allah Ta'ala only knows. We must only do that which is in our ikhtiyar, which is in our power. Then this person will never be pareshan, he will never be very worried and restless that why I'm not getting that kayfiyat. Then again, many people, what happens is that the moment they get a little bit of low in their lives, then they think that now Allah Ta'ala is disappointed. There has to be a little low to enjoy the high. There has to be a little low to enjoy the high. If the person does not get sick, he is not going to appreciate health. If the person does not have poverty, he is not going to appreciate wealth. If there was no such thing as poverty, who will appreciate wealth? If there was no such thing as darkness, who would have appreciated light? So if the person stays in that one high all the time, then he will get bored. The person must get a little thirsty to enjoy that cool drink. If a person is eating and eating and his stomach is full, After that, you bring the best of food also. He looks at it, and sometimes if he's a haris, if he's full of greed, then he will thrust it down, even though there's no place left in there. One person had so much, that he had to be finally taken to the Hakim for medication. So when he went to the Hakim Sahab gave him some tablet. He said, take these two tablets. He said, oh, Hakim Sahab, if there was any place left for the tablet, I would have rather enjoyed that meal. There was so much of lovely things there, I should have rather put another two morsels extra. So where there's place left now for that? So if the person is haris, he may still thrust down something and then vomit it afterwards. But the person, I mean, if he is full, then he will not enjoy any food after that, no matter how delicious or how wonderful it may be. But if the person is hungry, then you give him dry bread and he's going to eat it as if he's eating biryani. Haven't we seen in the newspapers sometimes pictures of those refugees or those people who are starving, and when some truck went there with bread and milk and flour, how they grab. And anything you give them, they will eat it. They are not going to complain as we sit and complain. Somebody wants to come out. 86713, remove your car. ND 86713. So they are not going to even complain that it's very hot and very cold and it's not well cooked, and because the person is hungry, so he's going to enjoy it. So this thirst, this hunger, just as we have in our physical bodies, in the same way, there has to be some thirst and hunger in our spiritual body to enjoy again that high, to enjoy again that closeness. There will be what we term as the state of qabz in tasawuf. So a person must not become very excited when that happens. He must just continue. Whether he likes it or not, he must just go on. Stay away from sins and keep on doing that which has to be done. After a few days, he'll find he's out of it. Read, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, Bi Rahmatika Astaghis. So it is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's fazal that He has given us the tawfiq of making His zikr. And we should be grateful to Him, because the greater the person, the more difficult to take His name and to meet Him. It is easier to meet an ordinary person, but to meet the president of the country or to meet the king, you have to go through so many different channels before you can really reach Him. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who is the greatest, He could have made it the most difficult thing for us to take His name, that you have to do this and do that and pay so much sadqah and whatnot, then you can take My name. If only Allah Ta'ala had said that My name is so great that I am the creator of the heavens and the earth, if you want to take My name, because it is My meeting with you, so therefore you must first give 1,000 rands, then see how many of us take His name. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has made it extremely easy for us. And this is the time or days, or these are the days of cell phones, as we have mentioned so many times, that the person just wants to get connected. Everybody says get connected. Now here the cell phone is in the pocket, so the person says, whenever I want to phone, I can make a call, any part of the night or day, and I've got my cell phone is connected with the network of the world. So any part of the day and night, anywhere in the world I want to contact somebody, I can phone. But it's not necessary that when he phones that that person, that side, will receive the call. Oh, it could be engaged for a very long, long time. He's got the phone in his pocket. We don't say he hasn't got it. He's got the phone in his pocket. And he is under the impression that any part of the night or day, I can contact that friend of mine in America, in London, in China, and Timbuktu. But the thing is, this Timbuktu always comes, because when during our school days, there were some cigarette advertisements. So they used to say Timbuktu to Honolulu or something of that kind. So the person thinks that I will make the call. But Timbuktu apparently was a center of learning. Great, great scholars were born there. There were great libraries there. At present also they've discovered great works there. So the person thinks that I can contact whoever I want, whenever I want, but it's not necessary. He's got the phone. The other person that side has also got a phone. But when he is phoning, that person is online with somebody else. And it's an unending call. And after half an hour, when this person thought, well, look, I waited for half an hour, now that person must be free. But just before you could ring, he received another call. So now he's on for another half. It happens many times. Somebody will phone and say, well, I'm trying you for the past 3 hours. So, well, possibly you're trying for 3 hours, but what happens is that after one call, before you could ring again, there was another call and another one. It carries on like that. So it is only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that any part of the day, any part of the night. Therefore, Hazrat Maulana Dr. Abdul Hayy Rahmatullah Ali, that great Arif Billah, he used to say, Chalte pirte chupke chupke apne Allah miyan se baate karte raho. Look at their words also. Chalte pirte chupke chupke apne Allah miyan se baate karte raho. Whilst you are walking, whilst you are driving, whilst you are running and jogging, whilst you're doing nothing, then chupke chupke talk to Allah Ta'ala. We talk so many things in our mind. So talk to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Oh Allah, make my islah. Oh Allah, bless me with this ni'mat. Give me this. Give me the tawfiq of making namaz with khushu and khuzu. Ya Allah, bless me with good health. Bless me. Whatever you want to ask Allah Ta'ala, there's no need to even say anything loudly. In the mind, the person is talking to Allah Ta'ala and he's listening. There's no question of engaged. That is the beauty. There's no question of engaged. He's listening. After that, he will give to us according to his hikmah and wisdom. We must not be impatient and demand straight away. As soon as we make dua, we must get the results. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give me, give you and the ummah the tawfiq. As I mentioned many times, that this is a majlis of islah and zikr. So therefore, we confine ourselves generally to this topic. One or two things with regards to zikr, and then we listen to the same ashar most of the times, because when some ashar have been written or said by the Ahlullah, then there is noor in it. How many times we have read these ashar of Hazrat Khaja Azizul Hasan Majzub Rahmatullah, how many times? Ay mere data, ay mere malik, how many times we have read. But still, there is a kind of a freshness in it. Why? Because it came out from those purified hearts. Maybe these people should send the numbers in earlier. 204-849-12833. Remove your card, somebody wants to come out. NPN 12833-204-849. If somebody is obstructed, then immediately after namaz, he must go and check his car. If he is obstructed, then give the list of cars that are obstructing, so that it makes it easy. When that person is sitting, is enjoying the connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and then suddenly shaitan comes out from somewhere and he tries to disturb the congregation. I'm not saying that the person who sent the number in is shaitan now, that's just not a misunderstanding. What I'm saying is that shaitan creates those kind of kunas. Just now I'll say, well, one Maulana said that, Jamai aaye to muh par haath rakh kar la hawla wala quwwata illa billah padhna chahiye. 7, when the person yawns, so he must put his hand like that and make la hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Now those ladies who heard it, they thought Maulana said jab jamai aaye. Now jab jamai, they say in Gujarati, it's son-in-law. So now every time the son-in-law came, he said la hawla wala quwwata illa billah. So then I told that Maulana that how can you make all the son-in-laws into shaitans? He said, but I never said that. So understanding is also very important. There was floods one time in Bombay, and the newspaper reported, one of those madrasa days, the newspaper reported that 150 sleepers got washed away too. Now the sleepers were this railway line sleepers. So the Urdu newspaper gave a translation of that. The 150 sleeping people got washed away. So understanding is also important. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de. بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدا یا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدا یا فضل فرما دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدا یا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدا یا فضل فرما دل بدل دے That is what we are seeking from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, especially in these days of fitna. It's such an environment of fitnas that if a person is not careful, he does not know from which side nafs and shaitan can trap him and attack him. For the pious, for the righteous, for the good people, shaitan comes in a different form. He whispers different things. He's not going to tell the pious person that go to the cinema or go to the rave club or drink some alcohol. Shaitan is not going to whisper those things into the ears of those who are pious and righteous and people of ilm and knowledge and taqwa. He's not going to tell them that. They is going to whisper that, you see how great you have become now. You have reached the heights now. Your piety has been recognized by the angels also. Now there is no question of any kind of slip that you will ever make. Now you can be satisfied. Now he'll bring pride into the heart and make the person look down upon everybody else. Everyone else is Jahannami and he's the only one Jannati now. So for those people will come in that angle. And for those who came out of rave clubs and cinemas and theaters and gambling dens and all the haram things, then he'll say that what would it cost you if you just read those columns again in the newspaper, that's what they are showing on TV, on the different channels. What does it cost? Just a glance at it. Now he'll take them like that. What does it cost if you just look at this or look at that? Now that person starts reading those columns and is back again into the same sin. Or he'll say, how long you have given up this drug? And what enjoyment you used to get in those days? Agreed that it's harmful, it's sinful. We agree on all those things. But now 20 years have gone by, 10 years have gone by. Now what will it cost if you just take one again and then don't go back to it, but just to get an idea or get the taste of the past, just one drug. Now you'll take the person back onto one and the person is hooked again. Or somehow put that person back into that same company which talks about drugs and talks about wine and women and enjoyment and pleasure of the haram kind. So the person is gone. So shaitan whispers to different people different things. So these are days of fitna, and we have to be very much on guard. Good people are just slipping and falling. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must protect us. Amen. That's why we say, Hawa wo hirsa wala dil badal de. Allah, this heart of mine, which is filled with evil passions and desires. Good desires, fulfill them, making shukr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala within limits. Nothing wrong with that. Allah Ta'ala likes to see his ni'mats on a person. But hawa wo hirsa wala dil badal de, I mean this heart which is filled with evil passions and desires. Oh Allah, which is filled with greed and all the other haram, Allah Ta'ala must change that heart. Mera ghaflat mein duba dil badal de. The heart which is soaked and seeped in negligence and indifference, oh Allah, change it. Now if the person will keep on telling Allah, change it, change it, change it, Allah Ta'ala will one day change it. He will create the conditions for that person where he can bring about a change. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. The heart also, it's a world on its own. It's got its own world. They're asking Allah Ta'ala to change it. Khudaya fazla farma dil badal de. Oh Allah, it's not our actions, our namazas, our rozas, our zakat, our tilawat, our zikr, our ibadat. Oh Allah, we know that how weak it is, how weak it is. There's no life in it, there's no soul in it. It's mechanical, it's robot-like. But oh Allah, out of your fazal, change it. Now we are asking Allah for his fazal, we are asking Allah Ta'ala for his bounties, not on the strength of our actions, but on the strength of his fazal. And believe me, when you are going to do that, repeatedly the person is asking Allah Ta'ala out of his fazal, he must bless us. And he has no sight on his ibadat, that how much he has done. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will create conditions of prosperity, and Allah Ta'ala will create a kind of happiness in his heart, and Allah will change his direction of life. That is what Father Dr. Abdullah Isaab Rahmatullah Alayhi meant, ke chupke chupke chalte firte apne Allah miyan se baate karte raho. Keep saying, badal de, one day Allah will change it. So it's a dua.
Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. गुनहगारी में कब तक उम्र काटूं, गुनहगारी में कब तक उम्र काटूं, बदल दे मेरा रास्ता दिल बदल दे मेरा रास्ता दिल बदल दे. सुनूं मैं नाम तेरा धड़कनों में, सुनो मैं नाम तेरा धड़कनों में, मजा आ जाए मौला दिल बदल दे, मजा आ जाए मौला दिल बदल दे. करूं कुर्बान अपनी सारी खुशियां, करूं कुर्बान अपनी सारी खुशियां, तू अपना गम अता कर दिल बदल दे, तू अपना गम अता कर दिल बदल दे. हवा वो हिर्स वाला दिल बदल दे, मेरा गफलत में डूबा दिल बदल दे, बदल दे दिल की दुनिया दिल बदल दे, खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे, खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे. ऐ मेरे दाता ऐ मेरे मालिक ऐ मेरे मौला ऐ मेरे वाली, ऐ मेरे दाता ऐ मेरे मालिक ऐ मेरे मौला ऐ मेरे वाली, शाहनशाहे दो आलम तू है, सबसे तेरी सरकार है आली, शान तेरी हर आन नई है, गाह जमाली गाह जलाली, शान तेरी हर आन नई है, गाह जमाली गाह जलाली, वो भी अजब खुशबख्त है जिसने कल्ब में तेरी याद बसाली. शुगल मेरा बस अब तो इलाही, शाम सहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह, लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह, अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह. कस्बा में दुनिया ही के रहा में, دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی، کسب میں دنیا ہی کے راہ میں، دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی، وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا، عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی.
Oh Allah, I wasted my time, I wasted my life. Valuable, precious time I wasted. If we look back in our lives, how much of time we have just wasted. It was absolute waste. And we cannot bring back 1 second of that time.
خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں، کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی، مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا، کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی، مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا، کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی.
Whenever a person praises us, at that time we must look at our heart and the condition of our heart. Make shukar of Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala put a good opinion into the people's hearts about us. But we must not get carried away. We must look at our hearts. Which sin we have not committed in our lives, he says. Now, this is a great wali of Allah Ta'ala. When he's, for our sake, he's saying. In your creation, O Allah Ta'ala, there is no one worse than myself. That's what he says. If Allah Ta'ala did not put this screen over our sins, and if the filthy odor of that sin had to spread, nobody will sit next to us. The angels run away, miles away, when the person speaks lies because of that filthy smell that they get. That shows every sin has got a filthy, dirty smell. Allah Ta'ala has put a screen over it. It is Allah Ta'ala's ihsan, its fazl.
خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں، کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی، مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا، کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی، شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی، شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ، لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ، اللہ 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 اللہ. نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، پنجہِ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹ پہر ہو اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ لا الہ الا 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 اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 We have taken the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Let us turn towards Him. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. اللهم ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا Oh my beloved Allah, Oh my beloved Allah, we have done great injustice upon our own souls. Oh my Allah, Oh my beloved Rabb, we have done injustice to our own souls by disobeying you. If you are not going to forgive us, then oh my beloved Allah, we will be of the losers. Oh my Allah, then we will be doomed. Oh my Allah, then we will face destruction. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Kareem Allah, oh my most forgiving Allah, oh my most forgiving Allah. Oh, my most forgiving Allah, my kind Allah, my compassionate Allah, my most beautiful Allah. Oh, my most beautiful Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram. يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث Oh my beloved Allah, we are extending these begging bowls before you. You are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing.
You are powerful, you are almighty. O Allah, there is no one to question you. O my beloved Allah, there is no one to question you. Ya Allah, you can do whatever you will. Ya Allah, we are extending our begging bowls. Ya Allah, we know that we have disobeyed you day and night. O my beloved Allah, we know that we have disobeyed your beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam day and night. O my beloved Allah, we have justified our sins on so many occasions. O my beloved Allah, when we were committing sins, we thought that nobody was watching us. O my beloved Allah, we closed the curtains of our rooms. We closed the curtains of our hotel. O my beloved Allah, we thought that nobody was watching us behind closed doors. O my beloved Allah, there was no question of darkness for you. There was no question of curtains for you. Ya Allah, you have seen everything that we have done. You have heard everything that we have spoken. Ya Allah, we are therefore seeking forgiveness for all the sins that we committed in our entire life, from the time we became of age up till now. O Allah, whatever sins we have committed, forgive them. Our major sins, forgive them. Our minor sins, forgive them. The sins that we committed knowingly, forgive them. The sins that we committed unknowingly, forgive them. The sins that we committed in the light of day, forgive them. The sins that we committed in the darkness of nights, forgive them. O my beloved Allah, O my Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Allah, you dearly love the forgiveness of sins. O my Allah, your beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us that you dearly love the forgiveness of sins. O Allah, forgive us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ay Allah, the whole ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, forgive each and every one of them. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. Ya Allah, the pious and the righteous, they present to you their good deeds. Oh my Allah, we are presenting to you our mountains of sins, our oceans of sins. Ya Allah, we don't have any deeds with ikhlas. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. But if man can make dynamite sticks which blow up huge mountains, Ya Allah, what is it difficult for you to blow away the mountains of sins? Ya Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, oh my beloved Allah, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Just your intention to forgive us is sufficient to wash away our sins. Ay, very Allah, no one is going to question you that why you forgave those sinners when they raise their hands in Masjid-e-Noor. Ah, very Allah, there's nobody to question you. Ya Allah, if you are going to forgive us, we will become pleased. Your beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam will become pleased. Ya Allah, you will become pleased. The only one that will be displeased will be Shaitan. Ya Allah, displease Shaitan and please your beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam by forgiving us. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, we are living in times of fitna. We are living in times of corruption. We are living in times of mischief. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan also are our declared enemies. Oh my beloved Allah, we are being lashed by storms of fitnas from all sides. Allah, fitnas in our homes, fitnas in our bazaars, fitnas in our schools and colleges, fitnas on the aeroplanes. Allah, fitnas when we travel out. Ya Allah, fitnas everywhere. Mere pyare Allah, how are we going to save ourselves if you are not going to save us? Ya Allah, we are admitting and acknowledging that we are extremely weak. Oh Allah, protect us from all the different fitnas and even the fitnas of Dajjal which are to come. Ay, may Allah forgive the sins of our eyes, forgive the sins of our ears, forgive the sins of our tongues, forgive the sins of our hands and feet, forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Oh Allah, so much of ni'mat you blessed us with, so much of bounties you showered upon us. In spite of all our sins, O my Allah, you have blessed us with so much of bounties. You have given us, O Allah, sight, hearing, speech, our heart, liver and lungs all functioning. O my beloved Allah, so much of your bounties you shower upon us day and night. Ya Allah, those very bounties of yours, those very gifts and ni'mats of yours, Ya Allah, we use for your disobedience. Mere pyare Allah, hum kitne namak haram hai, ke Allah, teri hi na farmani mein, teri ni'maton ko kharch karte hai. Ya Allah, the parents too will kick and boot the child out of the home. But oh Allah, how loving you are, how caring you are, how compassionate you are, how forgiving you are, that Ya Allah, in spite of us committing such sins, when the nations of the past, when they committed those sins, oh Allah, you destroyed whole cities and towns, and Ya Allah, you destroyed whole nations. Ya Allah, we are committing those sins day and night, and we justify our sins. Ya Mere Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, change our condition. Ya Allah, change our condition. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, if men can transplant hearts, Allah, what is it difficult for you to transplant a spiritually sound heart into our bodies? Our hearts, oh my beloved Allah, our spiritual hearts, the heart trees are so clogged, that oh Allah, there is no hope left at all. Oh my beloved Allah, but you can transplant a healthy spiritual heart. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, mere Allah hamare dilon ko badal de. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Fill our hearts with the noor of ikhlas. Fill our hearts with the noor of zuhd. Fill our hearts with the noor of tilawat. Fill our hearts with the noor of zikr and ibadat. Ya Allah, bless us with such a connection with you. Such a connection with you, oh my beloved Allah, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you for a single moment. Ey mere pyare Allah, bless us all with prosperity, bless us with happiness, bless us with contentment, bless us with rizq halal in abundance. Ya Allah, bless us with rizq halal in abundance. Ya Allah, why should we turn towards haram when there is no shortage in your treasures? Your treasures are unlimited, O my beloved Allah. Bless us from your treasures, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, protect and safeguard us from borrowing on interest and paying interest. Ya Allah, when our carpets are on interest, when our shoes are on interest, our clothes on interest, our curtains on interest, our homes on interest, our cars on interest, O my Allah, then how can we expect rahmat and mercy? Ey mere Allah, protect us and safeguard us from going towards haram. Ya Allah, safeguard us from stealing. Ya Allah, protect us from any kind of haram indulgence. Ya Allah, bless us with good health, spiritual health and physical health. Ey Allah, hum bimar hai. Ey Allah, hum bimar hai. Lekin teri taraf rujoo karte hai. Ya Allah, the treasures of good health are with you. Ya Allah, we know that sometimes ill health and sickness can be a rahmat, but we are extremely weak. Oh Allah, don't test us with ill health. Ya Allah, bless us with the ni'mat of good health. Ey mere pyare Allah, bless our children with good health, our families with good health, the entire ummat with good health. Ya Allah, bless us with good spiritual and physical health. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, remove their difficulties. Ya Allah, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Ya Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those whom you have blessed with children, make their children obedient to their parents. Make them obedient to their parents. Oh Allah, make them obedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give the parents also the tawfiq to give the children proper upbringing. Oh my beloved Allah, children have gone on to drinks and drugs and wine and women and so much of evil. Parents are tearing and tearing. Ey Allah, have mercy upon them and return their children to them in a good state, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who have got no marriage partners, Ya Allah, bless them with suitable marriage partners, compatible marriage partners. Those will be a protection for their deen and iman. Ey mere pyare khuda, hum sab par raham farma. Ey Allah, hum sab par karam farma. Ey Allah, musalmanon ki musibaton ko dur farma. Ey Allah, remove the difficulties of mankind around the world. Oh Allah, in all the continents, whatever difficulties they are facing, remove them. Bless them all with iman and Islam. Let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the continents. Ya Allah, just as the winds of fitr fitnas are blowing throughout the continents. Within a short space of time, O Allah, fitnas are flooding every country. O my beloved Allah, let the winds of hidayat flood the countries. Ya Allah, bless each and every one with Iman and Islam. But O Allah, those who have become the enemies of the Muslim Ummah, and Ya Allah, they have made up their minds that they will never accept your deen at any cost, and they will create obstructions, and they will bombard the Ummah, and they will throw bombs, and O Allah, they will send down missiles on innocent women and children. They, O Allah, they will bulldoze the homes. When they have made up their minds that they will destroy the countries of Muslims, then, O my Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Ya Allah, we know that it is our weakness, O my Allah. We know that it is because of our sins that we are suffering. But, O Allah, don't look at our sins. Don't look at our sins. My Allah, don't look at our sins. Look at the tears of my Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam which flowed for this ummah. Look at the blood of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam which flowed in Taif, in Uhud, and so many places. Ya Allah, look at the 3 years of ostracism and boycott of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family in Shaab ibn Abi Talib. Ya Allah, look at all the sacrifices that he and his companions made. And Ya Allah, remove our difficulties. Ya Allah, assist and help the ummah. Ya Allah, shake the military might and power of the enemies. Ya Allah, destroy their planes. Cause their planes to crash. Cause their ships to sink. Ya Allah, let their bombs rain upon their own heads. Oh, my Allah, create division and disunity among their ranks. Ya Allah, unite the Muslim Ummah. Give hidayat to the Ummah. Ya Allah, to make namazas 5 times a day. To obey you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And to turn towards you in all the difficult times. Oh, my beloved Allah, remove their difficulties and problems. Allah, assist the Mujahideen of Palestine, Mujahideen of Afghanistan, of Kashmir, of Chechnya, of Bosnia, and of all other parts of the world. Mere Pyare Allah, hum sabko sehat de, afiyat de, teri marifat de, tera yaqeen de, tera qurb de. Allah, hum sabko apna bana le. Oh Allah, if you are ours, then everything is ours. If you are not ours, then oh my Allah, nothing will be ours. Oh my beloved Allah, if you are ours, then everything is ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri, jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera zameen meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera zameen meri. Koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch mangta hai, Elahi me tujhse talabgar tera. Oh Allah, people are asking different things from you. Oh Allah, we are asking that you become ours and make us yours. Allah, my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his entire life he made duas for us. Especially in Hajjatul Wida, with his 124,000 companions, each and every one of them a shining star. Allah, the earth will never witness a gathering of that nature again. Ha, my beloved Allah, what a gathering that must have been. Each and every one with a purified heart. Each and every one, radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. Allah, the du'as that they made on those occasions. And especially my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, when he must have called out the labbaik. What a labbaik that must have been. Ya Allah, when we call out the labbaik to our hearts are filled with dunya. But oh Allah, when my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam must have called out with his 124,000 companions, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika lak, ya Allah, what a labbaik that must have been. Allah, the du'as that he made on that occasion. Ya Allah, mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne Hajre Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha, Rukne Yamani ko chu karke jo manga tha, Allah, Mizab Rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo manga tha, Hatim ke andar namaze padkar jo manga tha, Allah, Multazam se chimat karke jo manga tha. How long he attached himself at the Multazam, how much he teared at the Multazam. Ya Allah, the du'as that he made after making the 2 rakat salat behind Muqam-e-Ibrahim, the du'as that he made after drinking Zamzam, the du'as that he made on Safa and Marwa, the du'as that he made at Mina, and especially at Arafat, how much he cried. How much he cried, O Allah, that masoom, sinless Nabi, how much he cried. Ya Allah, all what he begged at Mina, Arafat and Muzdalifah, bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, O Allah, protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, hum na qabil qubool hai, phir bhi qubool farma. Allah, whatever we may be, lekin accept our du'as. Ya Allah, whatever we may be, but oh Allah, you are great, you are almighty, you are powerful, you are rahim, you are kareem. Ya Allah, humari du'aon ko qubool farma. Nabiye paak swasam ke sadqe tufail mein qubool farma. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Those students who are writing examinations, O Allah, give them success in their examinations. Ya Allah, make them assets for the community and protect them from the fitnas that are in colleges and universities and schools. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, those who have lost their parents, children, family members and all Muslims who have passed away, fill their graves with noor. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.